RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Discover our 2-to-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
Friday Night Lights, snooker and golf. Take it away, Damien O'Mara.
You're very kind, Gavin. Good morning again. Soccer chat to come in just a moment, but it's golf to start, where America's Robert Streb leads the PGA Tour's CJ Cup after the opening round in Las Vegas at 11 under par. He's one shot clear of Keith Mitchell. Rory McIlroy is back on 4 under. He's in a tie for 29th place, left to count the cost of a triple bogey 7 on the par 4 17th hole. Shane Lowry back down the leaderboard on 1 over. Jonathan Caldwell at 1 over par is in 22nd place ahead of his second round at the European Tour's Andalusia Masters. That's just underway. Julien Guerrier holds a one-shot lead at 4 under par. Mark Allen will face defending champion Judd Trump in the quarterfinals of the Northern Ireland Open in Belfast later on this morning. Allen beat Stephen Maguire by 4-3 last night. Sean Murphy beat Stuart Bingham. He'll face Ricky Walden today, while Ronnie O'Sullivan was knocked out by Yang Bing Tao. Now, as alluded to, there's a full schedule of games in the Premier Division of the SSE Airtricity League tonight. Much more to chat about as well. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue is with me. Tony, the leader Shamrock Rovers at home to third place Sligo. They need 13 points from 7 games to win the league. That's presuming Pats don't drop points. Pats playing a resurgent Derry tonight. It has a feeling of one of those nights that could well be pivotal in the league race if results go a certain way.
Yeah, I think there's something on all the games tonight, and we're so close to the end, but still plenty to go. There's a lot of football to be played yet. Shamrock Rovers are the champions, of course, and the champions elect, but they lost to Dundalk last week. They have to play Bohemians on Monday and then Longford next week. So the thing is, they could be home and hosed almost, or they could be in trouble. So they really have to keep their foot on the gas, as they say. But Sligo beat them in Talla in May, their worst display of the season, according to Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley. So there's definitely a lot riding on this one, that's for sure.
Yeah, the other game that really jumps out as well is Bowes against Dundalk, and a resurgent Dundalk under Vinnie Perth in recent weeks. Bowes, who've had to fit so much into a very restricted space of time, and two sides for whom European qualification is a must.
Absolutely, and Dundalk have had an extraordinary season. There's a soap opera at Oriel Park for the last 12 months or so. They've gone from, you know, relegation territory, and now they're possibly still in line for a top four spot. And they're the cup holders. They've got the FAI Cup semi-final to look forward to against Pats as well. So they're unbeaten in 4. Vinnie Perth has steadied the ship, you might say. They have players coming back from international duty, Ravis Jurvovkis and Sonny Natter this week. Bohemians have Rory Feely suspended. That's going to be very tight, and there's usually plenty of entertainment when these two come together.
You'll be on duty later on this morning. Vera Pau naming her squad in advance of a difficult start to the World Cup qualification campaign next week. This tends to be a very settled squad. Maybe Tyler Toland's ongoing absence the only real talking point, but the squad, difficult games to come, but go into it off the boost of a very, very big win against Australia.
Yeah, that was very important, I think, because Vera Pau had consciously decided to take on teams that were ranked higher and were clearly better than Ireland, Denmark, Belgium, Iceland twice, and they were all, they suffered defeats in all of those games. But then they took on Australia at home. The fans were back, and there's something special about this particular group of players, this particular Republic of Ireland women's squad. And with the World Cup looming, yes, the big games coming up, Sweden and Finland, that will define how our campaign is going to go if they can make it to the World Cup finals in Australia and New Zealand. And for the likes of Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan and Louise Quinn and Anya Gorman, it's a special group of players. It would be fitting if they could make it.
And very briefly, Tony, a lot of the mood music around Stephen Kenny, very positive in terms of a potential contract extension in the papers this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a launch of the Unite the Champions Cup yesterday in Belfast, and the president of the FAI, Gerry McInerney, and he was asked how he was feeling about the Stephen Kenny situation. They've been very consistent, the members of the FAI board, which hasn't always been the case. They have made it very clear that Stephen Kenny's position and his contract will only be decided at the end of this campaign in November.
Tony, thanks indeed. Tony O'Donoghue there. In rugby, Ulster host the Lions at the Kingspan Stadium tonight in the URC. That match live on RT2 television. Kickoff at 7:35. Munster host Connacht tomorrow evening in the first interprovincial of the season, live on both RT Radio and television. Connacht won at Thomond Park Park when the sides met in the Rainbow Cup last season. It's set to be a very poignant occasion at Holman Park, though. Tomorrow marks the fifth anniversary of the passing of Anthony Foley. He'll be remembered in advance of the game. Let's hear from the Munster defence coach, JP Ferreira, on the game itself in a moment. But first, the added significance of honouring a much-missed club icon.
You know, it's so great that on his fifth anniversary that we've got crowds back, you know, and that's going to make it special. Make it special for the group. Obviously, guys that played with him and the legacy that he's left behind. So, we'll acknowledge that, and we're looking forward to the weekend. There's a lot said about Interpro games and how fiery it is, like I've said, but, you know, URC 1, URC 2, URC 3 is nothing different. We, as a group, strive to be the best and play every game to the best of our abilities. We take nothing away that it's an Interpro or not. You know, it's there's no different level in URC 1 to the Interpro. It's just literally, obviously, facing another province in Ireland.
And finally, racing at home today is in Dundalk, where the first of 8 is away from 4:45. And updates available, as always, on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.